That's where I am.
Any question? Where are we?
We're in book three, and it sounds like we're about to be swindled.
We are in regards to that. There are paragraph after paragraph with explanation. Example, giving this and that, because we finished one main story. It was the fellow who wanted to learn the language of the animals. Finished. But it's not finished. Because it was pointing to whom? To us, here. Here, we like to know even the language of the animals. Here we wish to know precisely what's going to happen in the future. Isn't that what we are really scientifically trying to know what happens tomorrow? Why are we trying to know? It's not for knowing, it's not for knowledge. It's for the benefit to avoid the disasters and to gain something from it. What it means gaining? When you're gaining something, it means somebody is losing something. That's what the gaining is. If there is no competition, is there any gainer? Is there any winner? Oh, winner needs a loser. So we explain it. You don't care about that. You want just to pass it, avoid it, hand it to other people. But that subject is not finished. Because then he talked about what? Okay, the guy asked for the language and he messed up everything. And he asked for the forgiveness, and Moses prayed for him, and God forgave him. Then what? That's when the story is almost finished. Then suddenly he said, let me tell you the story of that lady whose children will die. And she was not grateful. Why? Because she expected those children to grow up. Why? Because her role is to give birth, right? And she did it, and she didn't like it. Then in the dream, when she saw the consequences, she realized that she was needing something she didn't know. And that was to pay attention to above. So all these gifts actually make her pray and get closer. Is that a big price to pay? It's not that clear, right? Then he said, okay, let me tell you about another guy. This is the uncle of mine, and he comes almost naked in the war. Why? He explained it. He said, you know, before this kind of belief, death for me was the end. Now I understand it is not. It is the end of my flesh only. But I will live. So my view about the death had changed. That was the last stuff. Then he started to say, okay, now let me tell you the story of a fellow who was the loser. He was advised that, okay, don't rush. Because when you rush, yes, you become a loser. But if you don't rush, you will avoid it. Do you remember that rush is coming from the brain? The intelligent is in rush, is in hurry. Okay? Now we'll hear another story, another kind of looking at death again. Because that is the subject here. What is death to you? What does it mean? That's one of the longest conversation one could have. Because death is the other side of life. Death is not here before life is here. When at the moment that the life is here, death is here, right? So what is death? When you look at it carefully, you will see death is not the end. Because if it was the end, there was no living creature around. Why do we reproduce? Because death is there. And by reproducing, we beat it. We have, haven't we? We started as an amoeba up to here. How did we do that? Reproduction, because the death is here. If the death was not here, what would happen? The creatures will be too old to move. Period. See? But when we think about death, we don't think like that. And there is an enormous difference between the death of an animal and that of a human being. The animal will die, and that's it. Yes, the next generation will go on. But what about the human being? When a human being dies, what happens? Only the flesh dies. The spirit, the human part, not only is alive, is living and doing what it is aimed to do. What is Rumi doing now? Teaching us something. That's a part of him which is alive, isn't it? Of course there are so many people around Rumi who are dead, and they are really dead. How come? How is it possible that a lot of people living in Konya in the time of Rumi died, and they really died? Because they were never that alive. They had the animal life. The other life you're talking about, the life of Rumi is what? Is passing something along, trying to put his heart in the human culture. Is this what he's doing? He was a rich guy, respected. He didn't need to work even. We know that. He spent the remaining of his life after Shams just doing this. More. He himself told you that. Do you remember? He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was tear, I became laughter. When love arrived, suddenly I became immortal. Because that's what love is. What is that love? Whenever we talk about love, your brain goes towards sex, which is the most important part of reproduction for that animal, and it has nothing to do with love that we are talking about. We told you that. Then you remember that you love the worthy stuff. Right at the beginning we told you that. Yes, your brain is in love with the goldsmith, but that's not love. Love is not wanting something. Love is becoming something. When you become that stuff, first of all, you don't need anything else. Nothing. Because you received what is the real need of the human being. Loving what? There is one stuff to love really. It's hap. And where is hap? Hap is everywhere. But if I'm looking for it, where is more visible? It's in human culture. We talk about hap and just and justice and right and correct and all that stuff. We talk about if there was not a, when there was not a human being here, was there any justice or unjustice? Was there any unjust stuff? No. We arrived, good and bad was created because we understand it. So in our understanding, it started to develop. Now the fruits are out. We even cannot turn the genie in the bottle. Yes. The knowledge is out. Look at the life we have now. Could you compare it with the life we started? When we started, all of us had a hand-rich accessibility. Maximum was to know what's going in the town. Now, no matter what happens where, you could know it exactly. Why? Because you go through the cyberspace. We created it. And it's real. And it's serving what? Improvement of knowledge, wisdom. This is what it is. This is the process we are going through and we are making to happen. Okay? Lots of us, we go through it, we make it happen without knowing, just being the tool. But some of us, they know they are going through it and they know what to do. And they enjoy doing it because they know what's going on. They see the garden and the flowers and they remember it even in the wintertime. Death is what we cannot think about. Now, today we'll listen to another explanation to see another dimension of dying.
How Bilal, may God be well pleased with them, died rejoicing.